And welcome to the Dr. Seuss podcast. In these strange, extraordinary times, there is something I will say. Sometimes you just have to nut all over the place to get your point across, and then you get your point across. Now, some people would call it as bullshit, and, you know, being as someone who loves words and loves to play with words, just like George Carlin. In fact, my cousin met Carlin twice, and I've had good conversations with Kelly Carlin McCall throughout the years. In fact, I loved her book, A Carlin Home Companion. I remember it was right before COVID, I would get on the treadmill and I would listen to it and laugh out loud. And people would look at me and I would just keep laughing. And then when COVID closed everything, including the gyms, and I would, you know, walk on our family's property, 10 acres, and just laugh. And that book got me through COVID. Audiobooks, I kind of put audiobooks to the wayside. Because, you know, sometimes I'll go for a hike and I don't want to listen to anything. I want to listen to nature. I want to listen to the sounds around me and everything coalescing, shall we say. So, yeah, it's, you know, but yeah, sometimes you just need a swift kick in the head to get the computer going, shall we say. I've also learned that it's not always good to give away the whole fucking farm. Thank you, Maynard, for teaching us all that. Because sometimes if I tell all of you everything, then you're like, oh, we've figured Dr. Seuss out. No, you fucking have not. People who think that they've figured me out, yeah, okay, whatever. There are sides to me that people don't see. You know, I've been told certain things, oh, that you're doing this. Okay, yeah. Now, I will admit, yes, and I've said this before on the show, if substances are involved, I am not me, okay? Because that's not me. Yeah, maybe like two drinks and I'm good, but more, let's be real, okay? I know my limits, you know, and as the song says, I'm a joker and I'm a toker and I'm a midnight smoker. Oh, I fucked it up, but you know. It's not like I'm going to use that for karaoke. Now am I? So I've been going on these journeys toward the end of the year and toward the beginning, you know, and here we are. It's 2020 fucking four. Am I going to teach? No, I'm not. I'm not. I already have some connections and I already have some things on the burner. Like, all right, let's do this. You know, I could go like in a Fran Drescher direction and be a nanny, or what do they call it? They call it a manny. Yeah, okay. You know, yeah, I've changed diapers before. It's like, come on. Both as a teacher and as a uncle. And let me just tell you, that shit is fucking, I'm so glad I didn't make another human being. I mean, just come, let's be honest right here. And some of my friends who have traveled with me and lived through my driving. No, by the way, it's gotten better. Sometimes the vehicle itself improves your driving. And also you're like, I'm kind of tired of all my fucking bullshit. I'm tired of my fucking bullshit. And I am. But let's be real. Let's be serious and circumcised for a bit. Well, I'm not, but anyway, who else is counting? Me reproducing another human being, really? I love how people always think it's cute. Oh, yeah, you could have some. Really? Okay. Even when I was like fresh out of high school, my grandmother, may she rest in peace. Wow, she's still around me for reasons I can't go into. And she would always say to me, you need to get married and have babies. And I'm like, and this is right out of high school. She's telling me this, like I was 18 or 19. And I'm no. And then, you know, and then I became an uncle. And then people were like, oh, that's not the same. Oh, okay, well, fuck you. You know, or in the gay universe, we call it gunkle. But I just say uncle, you know, because I'm just as much a kid as they are. So for me to reproduce another human being, that really would be the end of days. I mean, come on, another me running around. You think I'm silly and kind of crazy. Just imagine, you know, mini me. That's just no. And that's why. I mean, I knew when I was 18 or 19, I was not going to have kids. I just kind of, you know, some people know, some have that instinct, and some don't, and then some decide to make some anyway, and boom, there's a reason why they don't probably have them anymore. You know, now they live with grandma and grandpa. That's the sad truth, though, is that people, you know, especially teenagers, they think that having kids is cute, and then the reality hits them. Oh shit, I gotta buy diaper. Oh shit. Oh, I have a class today, but I gotta put the baby to sleep. You know, it's like, hello, reality. Boom. Phew. Crunch. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we're all built for certain things. And today I had come back from my travels and I went to Target because I don't know. I wasn't gonna buy anything. I just wanted to walk around because I needed to get out of the fucking car. And I'm walking around and I see this guy built as fuck. Like, it just. And here's the thing with that. People think, oh, you're looking to hook up. No, 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 no. My brain works very differently, unlike other people. The first thing I thought was, okay, he's either a trainer or he's not. And so I kind of mulled around. And then I would see him walk around and I wanted to approach him and say, so, like, how much for your training services? I was trying to figure out how to word it. Okay, how much do you charge to train? You know, because I'm not going to say, walk up to him and just randomly say how much, and then he's going to probably smack me and think that I meant, you know, something else. No, 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 man. No, I have a goal and I have a drive, and it's like, I would have said, okay, you know, will you train me, et cetera, et cetera, because, you know, yes, I am capable of doing it myself, but I like someone to keep me in check and kind of scream at me a little and get me to do things that I wouldn't necessarily do in the gym and push me, push me, push me. Because I think I push myself, and it's like sometimes you have to ask for help. And God, this pesky zodiac bullshit. They say Sagittarius is we don't always ask for help. That's true. That's true. Especially if I need mental help, if I need physical help, I don't like to ask for it because, you know, I'm a man, and that's kind of how I was raised. Don't ask for help, you know. And now, you know, things have changed, and, you know, now those who raised me are saying, oh, well, we need help, you know. So I guess it's what's good for the goose is good for the gander, shall we say. You know, and as I was talking to someone the other day, I was at one point going to become a therapist. Not just because I needed it, but I wanted to help other people. I still do. I still do. And, you know, I've come to some conclusions at this point, what I could do professionally. And I'm not going to say, but I have some things in my mind. And those who can read my mind probably know. And those who are empaths probably no, because, you know, usually if you're an empath, you are also a telepath. So just saying, because I was raised with a whole bunch of them, so I know that all too well. And that's the thing, I wouldn't call that bullshit. A lot of people who don't understand it would call it bullshit, okay? But there's certain energies that we all pick up on, and, you know, that led me to my travels today. Will I go into those energies? No, I will not. But I will offer this, as I did in the last podcast. If you know me, okay? And if you know, you know, sometimes I will tell. Sometimes I will tell only the right person, okay? Now I'm going to say this in a way that, well, trust me, if you want to know what my travels were today and why I'm in such a great mood, I will tell you everything, okay? Everything. But there's a caveat to this. Oh God, Dr. Zeus, you're giving us big words, a caveat. Caveat, not caviar. I've had caviar. Caveat, caveat, OK? Okay, there's a caveat to this. Now, if you want to know everything, and I do mean everything, here's the thing. I will only tell certain people. How do I say this? I'm having fun with this tonight, and it's almost midnight. Fuck. How do I word this? I'm trying to, you know, it's like that Gloria Estefan song, Words Get in the Way. You know I'm an 80s baby when I know that fucking song. Or Get on Your Feet. God, I know so many people who did that for karaoke and fucking butchered it. Oh, jeez. How do I? Okay. Because only a few people probably would understand my travels. Maybe two in particular. Two in particular. Maybe three. Maybe four. Maybe five. Maybe six. I don't know. Now, we could say something else. So my travels led me to a restaurant that I went to on Friday of last week. I love that restaurant. I know the servers. I mean, it's like Cheers now. I go to these places and it's like fucking Cheers. It really is. And we have discussions and everything, you know, and talking about why we don't eat a lot of bread. And, you know, I gave some kudos to my buddy Jason Almy. What's up, Jason? And Christina Almy, who are these amazing nutritionists, and Jason is a, you know, former bodybuilder, and how they kind of helped me throughout, you know, my evolution and things, and still are, you know, as podcasters and as people and as friends. I mean, I would love to just go and visit them where they're at and just train with Jason. I mean, you know, but unfortunately money doesn't present that right now. And so, you know, what do? I go on some journeys and I go on some travels. And it makes me think of that really weird movie, Travels with My Aunt, from the 70s. But that's not what I did. It was just me in my car and vroom, vroom, and, you know. But I will say with that car, it has, it, you know, those who are listening who have ridden with me and enjoy my driving, and those who don't, because not everyone enjoys my driving. Usually if, and I've said this before, if I'm nervous or under pressure or just stressed, yeah, it's not great. And it's gotten better, you know. The vehicle has improved it, and I love it when I get in the car now and it says it's aligning the steering. It's like great, okay, why didn't I have this before? I know why. I fucking know why. Oh man, how would I? You know, I don't want you all to know everything. I will say this. Not too long ago, I did say to someone, if you guess this, you get a prize. Did I give them a prize? That's between me and them. So, to that person, if you want to know about my travels, you can ask me, because you know I won't say no to you. I will tell you everything. In fact, I think I did tell you everything. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Dr. Seuss confessional. I mean, oh, fuck. If I could do a one-man show, maybe that would be the, you know, money worries. It's like, okay, you know, I'm just gonna sit on a stage and I'm gonna tell as much as I can that isn't gonna get me in trouble. That's what I'm gonna say. I mean, you know, people ask me about Aftershock and I say it in a certain tone, like, well, you had music, you had this, you had that, you know. Yeah. So I mean, to quote the really late, great Carrie Fisher, if my life wasn't funny, it would just be true. And it is funny. Life can be funny sometimes. And it's filled with bullshit. And it's filled with people who are like, oh, Okay. Like when I tried to be a tutor in a certain town and they asked me to turn my hat backwards, and I thought, okay, you all are too white even for me. No. That and it actually offended me because I thought, yeah, and I was the only brown kid working, well, I'm not a kid, but brown guy working there. And I'm like, yeah, oh, you're gonna ask the Mexican to turn his hat around because it sends a message of no. You're against authority, and I'm like, well, kind of am, but I was thinking about in 2022, was it 2022? Oh, jeez, life was so much different then, and how I remember the night I watched Carlin's special on HBO. It was such an amazing special, done by what's that director's name? Who did, We Are 40 and Knocked Up. What's his name? What's his wasn't, oh jeez. Let me see. I mean, it was a great documentary. I remember because I got ready to watch it, and as my cousin said, well, that's what George would have done. Oh yeah, The American Dream, and it was made by Judd Apatow and who else? Teddy Leifer, Michael Bonfilio, Jerry Hamaza, Kelly Carlin, Nancy Abram. Yeah. It was amazing. It was a really great documentary. And I remember I got ready for it, and I got, you get your party supplies, shall we say, s'il vous plaît. And you get your food ready, and then you watch it, and you're like, oh, I can't now because I'm too partied out to watch it. So I had to watch it the next day, and finish it. But I absolutely loved it. I absolutely fucking loved it. Okay. And the way he plays with words and the way he plays with situations, and it's just magical. So, like, to do a one-man show and to talk about life, and here I was, this kid growing up in this little country town. And yeah, it wasn't South Park, trust me. It didn't ever get that funny or cool. We didn't have aliens landing that I know of with anal, what are those things called? Anal probes. I mean, just think, as I told someone, I'll say this, we're all friends here on the podcast. I mean, had I watched more of South Park as a teenager, I probably would have figured out more things to use anally versus batteries or a cucumber. I know you're like, oh my God, I can't believe you, Dr. Seuss. Hey, I had to get a knife and cut that cucumber down too. And then I remember someone who will remain nameless, I guess, wanted to make a tossed salad and wondered what happened to the cucumber, and I'm thinking, yeah, I fucking used it and threw it away. I was only 16. Oh man. And then when I told someone I went to put a battery in, they're like, you're lucky to be alive. I'm like, well, I was young and stupid, what am I gonna put up there? A curling iron? Now I've heard that could do some fucking damage, okay. I didn't have the Samantha Jones book. Wasn't she funny? Wasn't she fucking funny? If anything I could say about today, I had a Samantha Jones kind of like, oh, I found it kind of moment, shall we say. In terms of energy, it was like, oh, okay, And yeah, that's the world according to Dr. Seuss, Dr. Z. I mean, just think if I'd been a real fucking doctor. Oh wait, never mind. Oh, I would have had a lot of fun with that. I mean, as I say that, knowing my personality, trust me, there would have been a lot of naked nurses around. Like, all right, let's go do the X-rays. But that's why I'm not a doctor. That's why I'm Dr. Seuss. Or as my friend once said, you better change it or they're gonna sue you because they're gonna think you mean the Cat in the Fucking Hat. No, and I've read the Cat in the Hat to family, and I've read it to myself throughout the years. So, you know, no, it's, I, trust me, I, Dr. Seuss was cool, okay? You're gonna name yourself that. I mean, that wasn't his real name, you know? This isn't my real name, you know? And people have different nicknames for me and pejoratives for me, I'm sure. And it's fabulous. And, you know, I've been called fuckhead and I've been called asshole. And, you know, I do have an asshole. It's very nice. And I have gotten skull fucked before. So, yeah. I mean, I am a fuckhead. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the power of words, though. The words have these power, you know. They can be good or bad. Now, when someone says something to me, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, fuck you, too. Like, you know, nieces and nephews will say, well, you're old. And I'm like, okay, that's what you think, you know. You know, but I'm thinking, yeah, it's great that those of us who remember a time when there weren't cell phones and there weren't tablets and all this other fucking bullshit. And it can be cool and everything, but when I'm having a conversation with someone, I put the fucking phone down. You know what I mean? I have a little more sense than that. And hey, not everyone is up to par with that. And I understand, you know, you've got things cooking in the oven and, you know, you've got business. And but with me, it's kind of like, you know, I know when to just, I mean, I'll look at it, but it's like, eh, you know, I'm in a very good conversation. And you know, that's what you do. That's what you do in 2024. So, yeah, it's good not to tell everything. I'm sure there are people who think that I've oversold things with them intimately or at dinner or at lunch. No, because there are certain things I am holding back. And when someone says something to me, which is profound and enlightening, and you know, there are moments where, and I can think of a few, where someone said something to me, and it not only changed the temperature, it made me kind of withhold what I was really going to say, because what was said was very, very profound. And so then, yeah, maybe a part of me is scared, like, okay, how do I broach that, you know? And so when someone says something to you and they give a gesture and they extend a gesture, and with that, I would say, you know, yeah, if I could go back, I'd go back. Oh, I would so go back. But unfortunately, I can't. I don't have a time machine. I'm not Doctor Who. I'm not Star Trek. Oh, I mean, I love all of it. I love science fiction. I think it is the most amazing thing for the human brain, especially those of us little boys in the 80s who had ADHD and didn't know what to do with our imagination. We'd go outside and pretend we were... I pretended I was Doctor Who. I wanted a TARDIS and Star Trek. I thought Star Trek was the shit, okay? Because even though it was always on in the background, you would sit and watch it, because all these, you know, it was, there was never a dull moment. And then if Whoopi Goldberg was the bartender, there was never a dull moment. Remember when they all were turned into children? That was funny. Captain Picard is a child, you know, even then. Yeah. But back to gestures and profound moments where you're kind of speechless. And it takes a lot for me to be speechless. It takes a lot. And it takes a special kind of person to leave me speechless. That's what I will say in this instance. As I'm ending the show tonight, I will say that when you did what you did, a part of me wanted to say something. Wanted to say how I felt in that exact moment, and I didn't. And I hope one day that I can say how I felt and how I feel. Good night.